Hello and welcome to another episode of The Family Fix. I am your host, Shannon I Can Lady Battle. Welcome to the place where your problems find a new focus, healthy solutions, and consistent momentum. No matter how lost you seem, there is a path for your guiding light, and I'm here to help you find it. I've been excited about doing this 21-day business detox. If you all have been listening for the past several episodes, you know that we've been working at trying to just detox our mind in the areas that are important to us: your family, your personal life, your professional life, your spiritual life, financially, and even in your community. And as you've been looking on those quads, what I would hope that you would have learned at this point is where you are, how you see yourself, and how you want to see yourself in all these areas. We're so busy trying to make the one thing work, trying to be great on our jobs, especially if you've graduated from school or you've been working so many years and you've obtained a promotion. What do you want? You want to be successful in that because you've worked hard, and hard work should pay off. And in those other areas, we kind of put them to the side because we feel like, okay, well, I haven't worked as hard. I haven't put enough energy here. Then maybe, you know, I can just carry this along with me. But what happens if you were intentional and you stop to say, you know what? I not only want my professional life to be great, but I want my personal life to reflect what I'm doing professionally. I want my family to look like what I look like when I'm on my job. I want my finances to align with the level in which I see myself living. I don't want to be substandard anymore. If the quads have been helping you, if the detox has been helping you to get to that point of where you are in the right place. And don't worry about trying to get too far ahead too soon. That's why I do a slow drip release, because I want you to really take advantage of the time that you're spending with yourself, because no greater person in this world will spend this level of quality of time with you than you. You are the greatest person that can change your world, and you have the capacity to do it. I know often we get in situations and we'll start things and then we don't finish them. I want to use, like, even for today as an example for me, I've been waiting. I normally, when I do my recordings, I do several of them at one time. Well, the bucket is empty, and so I have to record now. But my voice has been attacking me, literally, where I cannot get a decent conversation going. I was grateful that I didn't have therapy for the past couple of days because I've been in training. But I'm like, you know, how can I actually voice? I need my voice. And so this morning I did something different. It did stress me because I wasn't going to be able to deliver what I said that I would be consistently doing, which is talking with you. So I put my hands on my throat. I drank, my husband, he was like, just drink some warm water. I said, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and drink me some hot tea. And I've been doing that. And I prayed and I said, God, I said, whatever it is that they may hear that would deter them from not listening to this, I said, make me sound like Janet Jackson singing Control to them in their mind today. Because the topic that I wanted to discuss today is the topic that's centered around the focus of this detox, which is being strong and being courageous. However, the contrast to being strong and being courageous is being fearful and being afraid. And we don't stop to recognize what is actually driving our fears. We are always in a driver's seat, and we know how to avoid certain collisions, but we avoid certain directions and certain paths because we know that we are faced with adversity down that particular path. So when I was thinking about this topic for today, I was thinking about Mike Tyson. Have you all been listening to the news or reading any articles? He's getting ready to fight again. Mike is like, what, 50-ish, 54-ish or something like that? And dude looks good. When I looked at a picture my husband showed me, when I say Kelsey, you know I'm talking about my husband. You all gonna know Kelsey very well. When I looked at his picture, dude looked almost as good as he did in his 20s. I was like, yo, Who does that? I'm struggling trying to get daggone 3 pounds off. This dude done cut it right back up. I'm like, how does that happen? I would love to know how that happens, like in the lower abdomen area after you have babies, because that elastic for my body has just, it's just completely diminished. I mean, where I would be able, I used to be able to use my elastic to what, wrap up some envelopes. Now I feel like I'm wrapping up books because my stuff is just stretched out from having 5 babies and I don't know how to snap it back. And this dude, 50-ish, 4-ish, starts working out, gets his body right, stays focused so he can get strong enough so he can get ready to fight. I'm like, wow. And when I thought about that, I said, God, I said, we all are champions. Think about something that you've done in your lifetime. Really think. Just slow yourself down and really think. Think about something for you that now if you look at it, it was like, oh, you know, I can't believe I did that. But think about the moment where you really did something great, where you really just made yourself a believer, like you didn't know you could do that. Think about something that you really accomplished that just gave you the feeling of a champion. Even if you didn't win an award, inside you knew that you gave your all, you did your best, and you were very proud of yourself. I want you to find that person, not just the event, but the person behind the event, because I need that person to walk with you while you're going through your fears. The fear of not being good enough, the fear of being, you know, feeling like you don't have enough time, the fear of not knowing what to do, so I don't do anything. That person never died. Even though you're not living out where you should be right now, or you're afraid to allow yourself to be exposed because you're trying to protect yourself from being hurt because you failed at being at certain levels of exposure. Now it's time to bring that person and let that person resurrect. Because the person is not dead. That person is alive in you. And one thing, when we're building up our confidence, we're building up our courage, oh, we definitely can expect some adversaries to come against us. We can expect people to literally gang up, you know, on our dreams, on, you know, on our accomplishments. When we're trying something new, think about it. You go cut your hair, everyone will come back and say, well, what you cut your hair for? You had long, pretty hair. Well, dad, you know, I'm trying to do something nice and now you ganging up on me. And now what you do to my confidence? You brought it down. Or think about it. You know, you a nice size, chunky, you know, fit type person. You lose weight. And then all of a sudden, what people saying? What you gonna lose all that weight for? Why are you so skinny? And you think about those things and you're just like, dad, I can't win for losing, right? But I want you to know that you can't expect, when you start walking in a level that requires you to face head on your people, your adversaries, because you're moving in another direction and you're going to have to pass them. That's why you got to face them, because, you know, people will try to move. People will try to change the address and phone number. But somehow somebody always pop up and be like, hey, to remind you of the fear and of being afraid. But remember, you're like Mike right now. You are able to get your strength back. You are building muscles, not just physically, but mentally. Everything you've been doing up until this point is shaping you. It's shifting you. It's gearing you up. For why? Because it's gearing you towards being courageous. And how do you know you're courageous? Because after today, after listening to this, oh, sister, girl, boyfriend, whoever listening, you all are getting ready to step into the ring. Because you're not just going to get strong. You're not going to keep just buying programs and investing in training classes all just to be able to have a shelf full of information. You're not just going to have knowledge after today. After today, you are facing that fear. You're not going to run from it, because in clinical terms, we look at it as fight or flight. I'm going to teach you how to fight fair and how to fight the right way. You need to fight that fear, and you need to fight it by doing it. If I'm doing this today with my voice all froggy and not in the right place, when you start doing something, greater will come out of you. Because my voice, how it sounds now, is not how it normally sounds, but it is definitely not as bad as it was prior to me starting this microphone. So I want you to go ahead and be intentional about kicking your fear dead in the butt. You know, some of you are afraid to leave a job. Some of you are afraid to let go because you are so afraid of what happens when you open the door. You have not been conditioned. Condition your mind to open the door. Get in there and fight. You're gonna have troubled days, and you've had plenty of them. But okay, you have a troubled day. That doesn't mean you still can't be courageous. And all you do, be strong, be courageous. It doesn't matter the trouble that you're coming up against. Doesn't matter that you're feeling consumed and that everything is coming against you. Those things, you know, are gonna happen. That's just a part of life. You know, we can't escape that. So you're here. What do you do with it? Can I give you a little tip? Wait on God. Wait on God. Wait on God. Be strong and just let your heart be courageous. You're going to have to do those things. And then some practical things that I want to encourage you to do is to start journaling. And some of you, you know, I know you've heard of it and you may do it, but do it more effectively. Just because you're doing something doesn't mean there isn't a better way. And I learn that all the time. You know, I feel like I know a lot. And when I'm presenting, it's like, okay, I feel like I'm expert here, but there's something that I don't know that will always help me to be better. So that's why I welcome compliments. I welcome constructive criticism because I do want to get better. I want to grow. And you don't grow if people don't, you know, who are interested in what you're doing, don't, you know, come in and share, you know, what could help you be better. I know I had wrote a post one time and someone from the New York Times editor happened to look at the post that I had written and said, I have this suggestion. I read your website. You spell community wrong. Little hiccups like that can really, you know, have a misrepresentation on your character because your character is, people are knowing you through the writing. And I was like, okay, cool. But not only did they tell me that, they gave me a little website to use to be able to do all the editing on my site so I don't have to worry about misspelled words anymore. Cool. That helps me to grow. It didn't make me want to stop. Didn't make me want to shut down my website. It made me want to move forward. I did that before. I was doing something called mom therapist. I really love being a therapist and I really love being a mom and I really love family, which is why I'm doing Family Fix. And I was doing these videos and I did cartoon videos. I was a cartoonist and I had someone design them for me. And I even put them on commercials locally because I was like, you know what? I need these kids to get inspired and understand, you know, about a little bit about mental health and break it down for them in a minute cartoon. I did that. They were funny. Kids would come up to me, Mrs. Battle, I saw you on TV. You were talking about depression. And I said, well, what did I say? You know, because that's the thing. I don't want to just be saying things and you not understand what it is that I'm saying. And the kids would actually come back and tell me how to deal with bullying, how to deal with depression and whatever. Well, I get an email from someone, and I'm not to say that it was hate email, but it was something that discouraged me enough to where I stopped doing the cartoons. They said, mom therapist looks like mom the rapist, because the word therapist, if your mind, if you really break it down, it can be broken down into the rapist, but that's what we are, a therapist. And it hurt my heart because I felt like I projected a view that no one, that I didn't want people to see about me. That's not who I was. And I was better than that. And even though I knew that, when trouble came, when adversaries came, or at least an adversarial intention came, I backed down. I ran. Instead of fighting through it, instead of being strong and courageous and fixing it, I ran. And guess what? I haven't picked it back up. But I'm going to pick that baby back up because I'm going to help these babies with cartoons. I'm like, everybody else got all these ratchet cartoons. I can get some positive cartoons. So I want you to journal. You can free flow. You can use references. Sometimes my son made me a little canister that had 365 scriptures in it. And I'll use that. I'll just pull one out and then I'll read. And if it makes sense, And if it don't make sense, I make it make sense. I make it relate to something, because Bible can relate to anything for me. So I'll use that. Or you can start with reference points. Look at your stress level. Are you stressed from, on the scale from 0 to 10? How stressed are you? And remember, 10 is max, right? So if you're at a 3, you can say, all right, that's a good manageable number for me. You know, that's just a moderate stress. What can you do to make sure then that you don't get to a 10? What can you do to make sure that you remain at your 3 or even less? And you can start talking about that. You can start talking about what's working for you that you can maintain a normal stress level. And then you can also do a control scale, 0 to 10. How much in control are you feeling in your quads? When you look at your family, when you look at your personal, when you look at your community, your spiritual, your finances, how much control do you have in all of the in one of those areas? And start talking about that. But it doesn't have to be hard. It's just something easy for you to do to be able to. Why do you want to journal? Because you want to get your thoughts out of your head and you want to get it onto paper. And then if you don't like writing, then maybe you can just do a talk on your cell phone and voice record. But then be willing to go back and listen to yourself as well. But it's something about putting some ink on some paper. I still type, but I love to write because I love for my language, my conversation to illuminate to me when I go back and review it later. I hope you all have enjoyed today's episode, and I thank you for digging in and grinding with me for our 21-day business detox. Remember, if you have any questions, go to my website, www.shannonbattle.com, and let's connect. Make sure you get on my email list so then that you can get the drops of these episodes and other free stuff that I like to give, because it is my goal to make sure that we get mission focused. And the mission is you becoming the greatest person that God has designed you to be, without fear, but only with courage and being strong. Until we see and meet each other again, thank you for tuning in, and I hope that today is the best day of the rest of your life.